Good morning, Audio Boomland. Haven't done a boo for a long while, actually, and the app's changed a bit, but I'm sure we'll get round that. Okay, this is going to be a boo about food. So, Gabriel McBird, take note. This will be of interest to you. And it's basically about some things I bought from Waitrose. I went there on Wednesday and decided to get a few interesting little things. And the first thing I got that I've tried was their smooth liver pate. Now that's not really unusual, but it is very good. It's quite a strong flavour, so if you're not keen on liver pate, then I wouldn't bother, you know, buying the liver pate here because it is very strong. But it's very smooth and creamy, and it goes very well on biscuits or toast. And not the cheapest thing, but then Waitrose isn't a cheap place, but I don't mind paying for what I'm getting because I know it's going to be good. I think it was about £2.39 for about 6 ounces, but it is good. I can't remember what type of liver it was, whether it was chicken liver or just liver. I would have thought it would have been just liver rather than chicken because it is quite strong. So it could be pig's liver, which has a strong flavour. But a very nice smooth liver pate that I can definitely recommend. And then we move on to cheese, because I love cheese. And I'm trying to be good and not eat so much chocolate, so I'm substituting it with cheese, which is probably just as bad. But maybe not quite as bad because of it not having the sugar like chocolate does. But who am I kidding? Anyway, I bought about 4 different types. I bought a vintage cheddar, which everyone knows what cheddar tastes like. This is just a very strong variety because I like strong cheddar. I don't like mild cheddar. And then I got an applewood smoked cheddar. Then the other two I have got is Taleggio, which is an Italian softish brie-like cheese, and a flavoured Wensleydale. So, the Taleggio, I quite enjoyed it. I'm not a huge brie lover because I'm not keen on the rind. It tastes weird to me. The actual cheese itself is okay, but the Taleggio, the rind wasn't as thick around the cheese, and it didn't taste as strange. Taleggio is stronger than brie. It has quite a tangy flavour, but a nice soft, creamy texture. Not soft enough to spread, but more like a brie. I have seen it in recipes for cooking, so you could probably lay slices of it on things and it would melt nicely into it, or you can probably use it for a sauce. But an Italian cheese, very tasty, quite strong and tangy and creamy. And okay, on to the Wensleydale, and I am besotted with this, and I think I'm going to sneeze because I've got a cold coming, so I do apologise. Yes, the Wensleydale, they had different flavours. So you had your usual Wensleydale with cranberries, one with apricots. But I went for this one, which was Wensleydale with mango and ginger. Now, Wensleydale is quite a mild cheese. So the mango and the ginger are strong flavours. And some might say it overpowers the cheese. But I think it complements it because you've got a nice creamy, mild carrier for these flavours. You have little chunks of mango in there and you have lovely chunks of ginger, and they are like the stem ginger that you get in syrup. So not a harsh bitter texture or taste to them, just very lovely and gingery, and you get this nice pungent little kick with every bite of cheese you take. So I can thoroughly recommend all of these. I'm just in that sort of mood for trying different cheeses for a change. I do like cheese, and I've tried other things in the past. But this is what I got from Waitrose. So for anyone who enjoys pâté and cheese, give it a go. As I said, it's not as cheap as some places, but then you get what you pay for, and it's very good quality and very nice. Okay, that's enough for me for the moment, and I shall catch you all again in Audio Boomland.